My name is John Dubinsky, and I work on theoretical aspects of galaxy formation and galaxy evolution and galaxy dynamics. So galactic dynamics is the study of the motion of the stars in galaxies. So when you see a picture of a galaxy, you see the beautiful spiral structure and all these complex features. Many of those features come from the gravitational interactions of all those stars. So since gravity drives the evolution of the universe, there's a subject that people work on, which is the dynamics of the galaxies themselves, since it's part of the puzzle of trying to understand how the universe works. If an object has any extent or size, and it's nearby another object, which is exerting gravity upon it, the nearer side feels a stronger force than the further side. And that causes it to be stretched, effectively. And that's what a tide is. So when two galaxies get close to each other, they start exerting these tides on one another, which cause them to mutually distort each other. So you can get two counteracting spiral arms coming off of a galaxy when it gets close to another one or flies by another one. And so those things fly off in long sort of linear features eventually that look like tails. So they're called tidal tails. As a theoretical person trying to understand how the universe comes together, one of the big problems is trying to understand how the galaxies come together, because the galaxies are the main building blocks of the universe. So what's exciting is the big computers with a very well-defined theory permit you to do simulations and actually form galaxies within computers and actually study the processes the galaxies undergo, like galaxy interactions and these tidal interactions. In so doing, we have also fantastic observations from the Hubble Space Telescope, now next generation space telescopes, gigantic ground-based telescopes, which are looking back so far back that we can see galaxies in the early stages of their formation. So by comparing these high-powered simulations to observations, we can get a very clear understanding of how all of the structures in the universe formed. An interesting fact is that our own galaxy system, the Milky Way and Andromeda, are also bound together, and they're also destined to collide about 3 billion years in the future. And so when that occurs, the two galaxies will come together, stars will be flung off on these tidal tails, and then they'll eventually merge. And so our descendants will witness a galaxy collision from the inside. What I find really amazing is that the laws of physics, which govern not only how the planets move around on their orbits around the sun and how the stars move within galaxies, but also govern our everyday phenomena, like how a car works or how a dancer spins in the air or our motions, or just everything that governs our everyday experience, work on all scales. So I find that a beautiful, compelling thing, that we can use those same laws to study the biggest, grandest, most beautiful objects in the universe, and that those same laws apply to us as individuals in our everyday lives. So that connectedness I find very compelling and interesting.